Hello, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. This is Fawn Town, and the topic that I thought I would talk about this week is pertaining to shadow work. And I wanted to talk about shadow work because it is a healing tool that is used to really go within and to release trauma, clearing trauma. I mean, you could go to healers and they can walk you through it. You could also kind of on your own guide yourself through the process. And a healer could actually probably help move the energy while you're walking through the steps of shadow work. A friend of mine is an incredible healer. And those of you that listened, I had shared that I had a mass 3 years ago. It was biopsied, came back inconclusive, and I had surgery to remove it. Well, another mass has come back, and I am in the process of waiting for the lab results, pathology to come back and determine. I'm also meeting with an oncologist to check out the mass again while the pathology work is being drawn up. And in doing so, on the side, I have been proactively doing energy work on myself. Some of it is, you know, releasing anxiety and thoughts that I have because I want to keep my head in a positive space. Our thoughts are many times our reality, and the state of mind is also part of our healing. So if we get ourselves trapped in the negative and thinking all the bad things that are going to happen, we're likely shifting our energy in that direction. But if we can keep our energy in a positive state, a positive place, visualizing healing, incorporating the tools to focus energy on those parts of the body, there's a better likelihood of healing to take place if it were to become a true result of actually having cancer. So I'm trying to take steps in a proactive manner to work on my healing and my mindset as I'm going through this aspect of my journey. And so my friend Micah, who's been on my podcast previously, wonderful friend, wonderful healer, I'm in a class with her and she walked us through shadow work. And I have done it, but the way that she laid it out was so beautiful. And I wrote down a lot of the steps as I was going through them to share today, because I think it's very insightful and very helpful to understand essentially how to do shadow work. If you were to sit down and try to clear out energy from a space or place. And for me, I happen to know the area of my body. If you don't know the area of your body that might be impacted or which chakra, getting to know your chakras can be very helpful, or just kind of knowing the essence of where in the body you might be carrying trauma from an event. So with that, you can go within and let's say you had been abused, or what other situation could I come up with? I would say a lot of them are abuses or a traumatic life event. Maybe it was I had a bad accident. So you could go there and be like, this incident was very traumatic and I think it affects me in my current life situation. Or if you had been raped and you have challenges deeply connecting with a partner because of your rape experience. If it was a physical altercation, maybe you had that with a stranger or with a partner, someone that you've been married to, those situations could cause your relationships with others to be reflected. And you might be saying, oh, I've noticed that I hold back, or I don't give myself completely, or I struggle with trust. This is areas where you can start to do shadow work. Get yourself into a quiet space where you can connect and tune into your body, connect into your thoughts, allow yourself to kind of hear and feel what comes up for you. And you could potentially sit there and go, where is my body holding this? And you can maybe hear, like, it's almost like an inner voice, but it's actually you being directed where it hurts. Where's the pain? Is it my abdomen? Is it my torso? Is it my heart? Is it my throat? Some people, it's communication. If it's verbal abuse, you might feel like you can't speak because whoever was verbally abusing you might have taken your voice and your ability to stand in your power. Your power center is your sacral chakra, or sorry, solar plexus. It's right below your rib cage. Your power center, your solar plexus may have been impacted. So start to ask yourself questions like, where in my body is this situation being held? You know, maybe you had a bad experience with a school and you're like, this affects my relationships or how comfortable I am in these types of environments. So once you connect with that and find out where in your body, start to go write down, what are the thoughts that come up related to that situation? What are your feelings that are associated with that situation? So when I tapped in, I was like, words like sorrow, sadness, anger, guilt. Some of us feel guilty for not having stood in our power, for not being able to do more to stop something. So those were some of the feelings and thoughts that were coming into play when I sat with some of the trauma that was coming up in the area where I have the growth. So sit and allow yourself to write out everything that's coming up for you, all these feelings, these thoughts, and then taking that to another layer, what are your beliefs around that? So I was sitting there in that state and I was like, I don't feel worthy. I don't feel safe. I don't feel I'm not loved. I'm not safe. I'm not worthy. Some of these various things were things that I was able to write down about my beliefs associated with it. What are my fears that are tied to that? And then going into the next level is going, what was the unmet need at the time? So for me, the unmet need was feeling safe or protected or safeguarded and standing in my power. I felt disempowered. So having safety, feeling empowered were the unmet needs that I had come up for me when I thought about that situation. And so then I really, really connected with that part of my body and that unmet need. And I was giving it reassurance that it is safe, it is empowered. And I was bringing in light. So I was drawing light down from some of you, it may be the heavens, your higher self, the divine source connection, bringing that energy into my body. I also like to bring up energy from Mother Earth. So I imagine myself anchoring and connecting with Mother Earth. And I imagine golden white light coming down from the heavens and almost a column going right through my body. And I'm just focusing that energy on that part of my body and just reassuring it. And while I was doing it, I saw myself at the age in which some of the trauma happened. And I did some inner child work along with the shadow work, is telling that younger version of myself, you're okay, you're safe, you're protected. And mind you, I was weeping through a vast majority of this, because if you allow yourself to connect so deeply to these emotions, there are things that need to unravel, to need to be released. Crying is a method of releasing and healing. So allow yourself to go there. Allow yourself to feel into the emotions. If you have the opportunity, or you allow yourself to connect with your younger self, even better, because you're kind of healing that inner child, telling them they're safe. And actually what I do is I go in and I'm like, I will be your person. I will be your parent, whatever it is based on the age, and indicate to them, I will protect you. I will keep you safe. Look at what I am, the future. I am what you will become. All is well. And showing them. And when I do the visualization, I can sense when in my mind, the child is still struggling, to me continuing to reassure that inner child until the image shifts for me, where the younger version of myself is smiling or holding my hand, or there was a younger version of me where I felt like she sat in my lap and was giggling and we were chatting and having great conversation, and she didn't seem so timid. And the she is me. It's literally myself. That is inner child work. So when I was going through this shadow work process, and after I determined what the unmet need was, I wrote down my feelings, thoughts, beliefs, fears, and I was really, really going to the part of my body and focusing on it, all these different things were unraveling. I was crying. I saw a younger version of myself. I connected and had reassuring conversations until I felt like she shifted. And then in that part of my body, well, actually, there's another step. My friend said, you know, are there any imprints there that need to be released? And I heard yes in my mind's eyes. And then I talked myself through, I am open to letting these go. These no longer serve me. I am free to release this from my body. And I felt like this swoosh, like almost like a cloud or like a wave rolled over, and it just kept expanding, 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 and then it was gone. And one side of me still felt sticky, like it wasn't fully done. And so what that indicated to me as I'd gone through that is I probably need to do this another time or a few more times until I actually feel the essence that it's completely free. Like some part of my body felt a little tense and not like clear yet. So I am going to get myself into this quiet space, walk myself through it again, and continue to do that until my body feels free, until it feels light, until it feels like there's no additional stickiness there. Because there might be a lot there that it's not all ready to go at once. And I did this guided with someone and time constraints. So depending on time and how much you could put into it, and then again, sometimes there's multiple levels of it that you need to do. But this is something that you could sit with in your own time, your own space. And again, if you just kind of walk it down, identifying what the trauma is, asking your body, where is it that your body's holding? You might feel a sensation, you might hear it, and then start going through, what are my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, fears, and write them down, spend some time with it. And then when you get all that done, going, okay, what was that unmet need from that experience or from having experienced it multiple times? And then going in and trying to focus your energy on the part of your body that is holding that, and bringing in light, bringing in love, bringing in reassurance, bringing in support. And when you bring all that energy in and go, okay, are there imprints that need to be let go of? Let's let them go. Cry that out, feel that out, and then allow yourself to release. And just visualize until you feel like it's kind of settled. It's just a more of a settled energy. You've calmed it down. Like if you're sobbing, you know, and you're like, I'm releasing and releasing, releasing, maybe it's the end of when there's nothing left further to cry on. Like you just feel like you got to that point where it's like, oh, okay, I'm done. That might be your level of I've completed the process. Another thing that I always like to do is fill that, the areas where we cleared, fill them with, we say, golden creator substance. I'll bring like golden light energy or visualize that part of my body lighting up with golden white light. And then I fill it with positive affirmations like, you are safe, you are protected, you are empowered, you are loved, you will be taken care of, you are seen, you are heard. Whatever affirmations you need based on your personal situation, start filling it up and just bring that energy back to that space. That's in a nutshell. And there might be different ways, or people have other little steps or processes they add to the shadow work process, but this should give you a really good essence of what shadow work entails, how it can be leveraged, how to apply it, and potentially how you too can do some of this healing on your own. It's not joyful to walk through it. These are not pleasant things to do, but the healing it does to your body and the shifts that it makes, because some of it is the physical level. For someone like myself, a lot of it, the energy and the traumas are at the emotional level. But when they've compounded and we've never really worked on them, they are the things that end up in the physical. So they come in the form of an illness or pain or diseases, things that are more threatening or more difficult, where they require some form of medical intervention, alternative medicines. So what we don't work through tends to come into our bodies, into the physical, if not addressed. So if you want to start to do some of these things proactively, if you're starting to experience body pains, maybe start to sit with, where did that come from? Why am I having this? Why do I have arthritis? Why do I have an autoimmune disease? Why did I develop thyroidism? Sit with that and let your body tell you. You might remember an instance where something traumatic happened, and then you can go and start doing these steps to help you navigate through clearing that out. And it may require more than one visit to do that. But you're doing so much heavy healing to your body. And then the other aspects of, did these things affect your ability to connect with others? Does it cause you to be closed off? Does it cause you to be guarded? These are also shifts that you will start to notice evolving and changing after you do shadow work. And potentially, I mentioned a bit about inner child work. If you are able and willing to go into that level as well, it's very profound. It's very powerful. And you could be doing a lot to your long-term health as you navigate through your lifetime. So I hope this was helpful. Like I said, it was top of mind because I just did it myself and did it at a deep level. And I know I need to do more of it, but it's really strong and powerful stuff and really, really good to take the time for yourself to do these types of things, to do that inner healing. So thank you so very much for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you join me next week's episode.